I give thanks to my God always for you, for the grace of God that is given you in Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The epistle of today's Mass is a passage from the letter which Saint Paul wrote to the members of the church in Corinth. And in this letter he gives thanks of the good spirit of the Corinthians. Saint Paul was happy to be their spiritual father, because by their membership in the church they now belonged to Jesus Christ and had been made rich beyond imagining. For in Christ are contained all the riches and blessings of God. As were the Corinthians all those centuries ago, we also, dear faithful, have been made rich in grace. Nothing is lacking from us. And when we compare ourselves to the people who work for the world, we realize how different is the success when measured regarding to the faith and when measuring according to the standards of the world. A couple of weeks ago, I read that former U.S. President Jimmy Carter turned 90 years old. Almost in any earthly standards, his life has been a great success. Born from humble origin to a farmer family, he rose to the state senate, then became a governor, hero of the civil rights movement, then the president of the United States, and finally won the Nobel Peace Prize. So he certainly seems a very successful man. But then I happened to read something concerning one of his children, and I started to look things from a different perspective. When one of the president's daughters got married many years ago, she refused him the privilege of being given away by her father. The reason, as she put it, was that she belonged to no one. And I started to think that was his life a great success after all, after getting from his own child an answer like that, "I belong to no one." Notwithstanding all the effort, not to mention the expenses, which have been given to a child in the form of food, clothing, education, gifts, hobbies, and so on. Notwithstanding all the hours spent to driving them to school, to a doctor, to sport practices, vacations, and so on. How very much cruel, cold, thankless, even heartless is the answer that the child belongs to no one. It is really like is written in King Lear by Shakespeare, "Oh, how sharper than a serpent's tooth is to have a thankless child." Had this child maybe paid back all the money her parents used to her from her birth until she moved away from home? But even had she done this, that is, paid to the last cent all the food, clothing, medicine, schools, hobbies that her father and mother had spent to her during her lifetime, could she still have said to her father on her wedding day that, "I paid everything and now we're even"? I don't think so. Any one of you who has or has had a child knows that all the effort and love which you have sacrificed for a child is immeasurable. Who could ever write a paycheck of all the time, all the joys, all the tears, all the fears, all the heartbreaks, and of all the blessings a child has brought to your life? Your child has cost you more than all the money in the world could buy, and most importantly, that child has cost the sacrifice of Jesus on Calvary. You probably realize where I'm going with this. The reason why Saint Paul loved his dear Corinthians so immensely was not because they were good people, but because, by the grace of God, in becoming the members of Christ's body, they had been made more precious than all the gold and riches in the world. They certainly did not belong to the world, but they did belong to God. And for this great grace, both they and Saint Paul were immeasurably thankful. And so, dear faithful, you see how totally wrong is the world's claim that man is his own master and belongs to no one. The saint whom we celebrated 2 days ago, Saint Francis Borgia, was also a father for several children. And once, when he was on his way to see a certain princess of a court, he received the news that one of his daughters, who was loved by all for her singular piety, had suddenly and unexpectedly died. Saint Francis stopped, shut his eyes, and prayed secretly for about 4 minutes, and then continued his journey. He arrived to court, discussed with the princess as usual, and only when he was leaving mentioned, almost by passing, that, "Oh yes, my daughter just died. Please pray for her soul." The princess was astonished and said, "What, has a father no more feeling for the death of such a daughter?" "Madam," Saint Francis replied, "she was only lent me. The Master has called her away. Should I not thank him for having given her me so long, and for having now called her to his glory, as I hope, in his mercy?" Dear faithful, Saint Francis Borgia not only with gladness gave away his daughter to marriage, but he even more gladly recommended her to the mercy of our Heavenly Father. Few things are more pleasing to humans than being thankful for the gifts received. And even more pleasing it is to God when his children give thanks of the great gifts he has distributed to them. We have been, like the Corinthians were, we have been blessed with so many of God's gifts. And all of us, of course, know how difficult it is for a grown child to express his gratitude to his parents in words. These lovely words, "Thank you, Father, thank you, Mother, that you have loved me and taken good care of me for my whole life, even though I have so often rebelled against you." These seem so often stuck into our throats, never actually being spoken aloud. So often we choose to wait and wait, even until our parents are 90 years old, and only after they are dead we realize how great sacrifice they committed in providing for us and raising us. I often think that if we children would give to our parents all the thanks and gratitude they deserve, there would not be need for a Father's Day or Mother's Day. And if all the Christians would give God all the thanks and gratitude He deserves, there would be no need for Sunday either. And of course, parents know this and realize that their children are thankful to them, even if they never tell that to them. And even our Heavenly Father still looks after us, even when we often find so little time to express our gratitude to Him. But as laudable the state of gratitude is, it is a good thing occasionally to actualize, to put into words that gratitude. Even if it's too late to express with words the gratitude to your parents, with God, as long as we ourselves are living, it is never too late to start to give thanks. We are in our lifetime so often like the ancient people of Israel, who were blessed by God time and time again, but always returned the blessing with rebellion. And still, Christ Himself said to them, through the mouth of His holy prophet Isaiah, "I will remember the tender mercies of the Lord, the praise of the Lord for all the things that the Lord hath bestowed upon us, and for the multitude of His good things to the house of Israel, which He hath given them according to His kindness and according to the multitude of His mercies." And He said, "Surely they are My people, children that will not deny." So He became their Savior. In all their affliction He was not troubled, and the angel of His presence saved them. In His love and in His mercy He redeemed them, and He carried them and lifted them up all the days of old. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.